Okay, first question is about when you came. I think you came 1935.
Okay, now. July 1935, and when we came to, in the boat, we came with the boat.
Okay, now, did you go through Ellis Island?
No, that was our trouble.
Oh, how come? What happened?
We didn't want to go to Ellis Island because we heard so much about it. All the people used to go there and they used to stay around like gypsies. We said, we don't want to do that. We don't want to go through. And then in the boat, we met a Jewish group. They came from the United States to visit Israel.
Uh-huh.
And they came on the way back. We met them in our boat, in the boat.
In Rhodes, you met them?
No, in Naples.
Ah.
They pick up the boat in Naples.
Uh-huh.
And after a few days, we were speaking French with the people, and a Jewish guy said, are you Spanish or French or what? No, we are Jewish from the island of Rhodes. We talk French. He said, you Jewish? I don't see you in the kosher kitchen. We said, no, we don't eat in the kosher. We eat with the Greek people we met in Athens. Mm. He said, no, you won't. I said, no, now we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be with you all the time, but not with the food, because we are arranging the table with them. I can do that. And we continue like this. They took us.
Who were you with on the boat?
My sister.
Which?
It's Matilda.
Oh, Matilda, okay. Yeah.
He used to tell us, don't get out from the room, because we used to go, we used to speak around with the Jewish, Greek fellows, Italian fellows that we met in the boat. We were friends.
Uh-huh.
He didn't like it. He said, when you're going to get up, don't get up from the bed until I go and knock, and you come with me. Don't go with the people no more. You are our protectorate.
Uh-huh.
And they kept an eye on us and everything. And then before we came to New York, I was worrying. I said, we're worrying how we're going to go to Ellis Island. We don't want to go and this and that. He said, don't worry. I'll stick around and I'll check for you everything. And then while we were ducking in the pier on New York,
yeah.
They were paging Luna Hasson, Lina Hasson, and Matilda Hasson. And I said, what is it? Oh, my gosh, what are they going to do now? And then we got a telegram from Grandpa. He was in New York. He said, don't worry, I'll be down in New York in the pier to pick you up.
At Ellis Island?
No, in New York, in the pier.
In the pier?
In the pier. We didn't go to Ellis Island.
Uh-huh.
And when that guy came to meet us again in the morning, and it was about 6 o'clock in the morning, we landed. He said, I'll go and get you out to see the Statue of Liberty. And we put a rope and we went out with him. That's when we got the telegram. He said, you see? I said, I don't know my brother. I never met my brother. He said, don't worry. Well, I am American and I'm a citizen and I get out the first. And then you people get out. But when I get out, I'll go and look for them, for your brother. I said, okay. He went and he looked. He didn't find nobody. He came back. He said, I don't know, I can't find your brother. I said, I don't know. And then he said, don't worry, I'll go again. He went again, and he said, I'll look at your faces, and I'll find him. Isn't that something? And he did. He saw my Uncle Joe, my brother. He said, are you Joe Hassan? He said, yes. Who are you? He said, I'm one of the passengers in the boat, and I know your sisters very well, and they're waiting for you, because we didn't know him.
Uh-huh.
And then Missy Hartman was with him, and we met. He came to the pier,
uh-huh,
where he landed, and we he said hello to us, and we knew Nisim. We knew Nisim from before.
Uh-huh.
And he came up in the boat, and he took us out because we have to be picked up from somebody. We got a pick paper to pick up from somebody.
Uh-huh.
You know, the once they go with the quota, it's that way.
Uh-huh.
And he came, and we went through. And that the Jewish guy from Canada that was with us, he left his baggage with us. So we know for sure that he's not going to fool around with us. You know, he want to go, and that's all. Said, you hold the packages, my packages. When I come back, I'll pick it and go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did. And he.
And so you got out there?
And he came to the boat. Uncle Joe came to the boat. And we went down.
Did they check you?
They checked. No, they never checked.
So we were okay?
We didn't go to Ellis Island or nothing. Nothing.
Huh. How did you get? Did you get a green card?
No, nothing. We came with the quota. This is good. It's not. You don't need no green card.
Did you get citizenship?
No. After when I came here, I was became a citizen. Not right away.
Okay.
No, they don't give you citizenship right away. You got to stay here 5 years anyway.
Yeah, right.
You can't.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get the papers because Uncle Victor said, I'll become a member, a citizen, and then you become a citizen for me.
Yeah.
I waited and waited. I said, no, you wait, I'll go. And I went and got my citizenship paper.
Okay. Okay, now, I'm going to go back a little bit to Rodis. In Rodis, do you remember which synagogue did you belong to?
La Kila Shalom.
Kila Shalom?
Yeah, the one is now.
Still there.
The one is there.
Now, the have you been in all the synagogues? You know there's more than just one.
Oh, there is one. There was one, two, three, four.
What are the names?
Five.
The names of Kila Grande, right?
Kila Grande.
Uh-huh.
That means the big temple. That was a huge Kila. Kila Grande and Midrash.
Is that the full name, Midrash?
Midrash.
Okay.
Midrash. It was the Kila, the Franco. Kila de Franco, that was a man dedicated this building for a temple, for the neighbors, you know, to go.
Was it his house?
No, it was his house building? Downstairs, and built a big temple.
Upstairs?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Nice room, big room, and made it a Kila Franco for the people to go there.
Okay. And what about the other one?
And another one was a small one, and the Talmud Torah. We had a Talmud Torah downstairs, and upstairs was a Kila, a small one. My uncle, Yudah, was the Chacham over there, like the rabbi, you know. They could afford it to pay money. My uncle was dedicating his time for them.
Uh-huh.
He used to read for them.
What was the name of that one? No name, huh?
No name. I don't think there's a name in that.
Huh. But it was a small one, huh?
A small one.
How about the Tikkun?
Tikkun Hasson is the rich ones.
Uh-huh.
That was for the rich people.
Did you ever go in there?
Yeah.
Well, when did you go in there?
Well, when I was there. When I was there, anybody could go.
But when you were there, did you go? When? How often did you go to the Kila?
Temple?
Yeah.
We used to be very good students, you know, the school. From the school, we had a Chacham.
Yeah.
You know, and they take us every Saturday and Friday night. They used to take us in the holidays. We used to go and decorate the temple. We do everything. We were very...
Okay, now, you went every Saturday?
Every Saturday. Mostly in the time of the Perek, you know, from a certain time from Rosh Hashanah to Shavuot. You know, we did the Laomer. Laomer, the students had to go to the temple.
But you went, you with your family, you would go to Kila Shalom?
Shalom. My mother, my grandmother, my uncles, my everybody.
And
they belong to there.
Okay.
Even my uncle Yudah belong there. But he went over there to read for them because he was a good reader.
Okay. And but for school, you go to the Alliance?
All Alliance.
The Alliance.
No. School was all French.
And there was a rabbinical college.
Oh.
There
sure.
At Rhodes.
In Marash.
What?
In the outskirts.
Was it outside of the old city?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no, it wasn't in the Rhodes in the block, you know, the Judean or...
It wasn't in there?
No.
Oh.
No,
it was in the Greek section, the Turkish section?
No,
the Greek section.
It was the Italian new place, the new section.
Huh. I see. Okay, so that covers...
Rabbinical College, they called it.
Okay. Now, your Papa was here, of all the brothers and sisters, Papa, I think, was here first.
Yeah.
No, Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike. No, Uncle Mike and Papa came together, I think.
I think Uncle Mike
came
first.
Uncle Mike was here in Seattle.
And
Uncle Papa. Mike sent for my brother Joe. Not my brother Joe. My brother Joe went.
Yeah.
He didn't want to stay. He went. And he didn't know a place. He said, Uncle Mike is in Seattle. I'm going to go to Seattle.
Okay,
he went to Seattle, and then they came over here.
Okay, now you're...
And then my brother Joe sent for my brother Jack.
Okay.
Because my brother Jack was in the Turkish army.
He was in the Turkish army?
Yeah. And he ran away from the Turkish army.
He didn't go in there, Turkish army.
No. Sure, he was in the Turkish army.
How long?
Oh, he was for a year or two, so.
Is that right?
Sure. He ran away from the Turkish army.
It's no good, huh?
And the Turkish were looking for him.
Why did he go into the army?
Because we were in Turkey. We were living in Turkey. We didn't live in Rhodes.
In Megri?
In Megri.
Uh-huh.
And he was in the army. And from Megri, they took the Turkish soldiers to Israel, to Istanbul, but with the walking.
To Istanbul? But
and he was so disgusted.
Jewish people didn't have to go into the army at that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh.
You couldn't pay to get out?
They pay so many times, but in the end, after so many times, you got to go.
Oh.
They pay to save, still he didn't save.
Uh-huh.
And he was there, and they took him.
So he...
But he ran away, and they were looking for him.
Uh-huh.
My father paid money to a guy in a little boat to take him to Rhodes because my grandma was there and he protected all of us. And he ran away from Megri and came to Rhodes. He came to Rhodes and then my Aunt Jamila was ready to leave for America and he came with her.
Ah. And you were born already? How old were you at this time? When
my brother Jack was a soldier, I was a young kid, about five, 6 years.
Okay, and
but when my brother Joe left, I was born.
Okay,
I didn't know my brother.
Okay, and then who left next?
Morris, my brother.
Uh huh. He came to Los Angeles
from New York. From Rhodes, he came to Los Angeles straight.
Okay, and then who came next?
Next, us. My brother Sam went to Africa.
Africa? What part of Africa?
Congo Belge.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
How long was he there?
He was there a long time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. From Africa, we made the papers to bring him here.
Ah.
Oh, sure. He was in Africa.
Okay, then after that, who came after that? Your parents?
We came, and then after 5 years, my father and mother.
Well, why did your parents come last?
Because the war was declaring that the Italian citizens should stay there, the non-citizens, they got to go out. And my mother and father were from Turkey.
They were Turkish citizens or Italian?
Turkish.
Ah.
We were Italian citizens, but they didn't change because my father was doing business yet, you know.
And what was so you lived most of the time in Megri?
Rhodes.
Megri.
Up to 10 years I was in Rhodes, in Megri. And then I came to Rhodes, I stayed there till I came here.
And when did you, how old were you when you left?
21.
Oh, so 10 years in Megri,
11 years in Rhodes.
In Megri, your father was a merchant.
Yeah, he was selling door to door, you know.
From door to door, or he had a little shop?
No, he didn't have a shop.
Uh-huh.
From door to door, and he used to buy and sell, you know, from the boats they used to bring charcoal or grain or anything. They used to buy and sell them to people.
And he, what did you do for Passover and High Holidays?
In Megri?
Yeah.
We had our own temple.
At your own temple?
One temple, only one temple.
How many families? Jewish families?
Oh, a lot of families.
In Megri?
Sure.
How many families?
Oh.
Five?
Oh, no.
50?
Sure. There were a lot of them.
Huh.
Yeah.
And so you used to go to that temple when you were young?
That's where we studied the Hebrew. In the temple.
You went to the Alliance, you went to the...
Oh, Alliance was the Rhodes. In Megri, there is no Jewish school.
I see.
No. They wanted us to go to the Turkish school.
Uh-huh.
When I was 10 years old, they wanted to... And then that's when they decided to move out from there and go to Rhodes, because they had their mothers and fathers over there.
Uh-huh.
Our mothers.
Yeah.
And we all came to Rhodes. And we left the husbands behind. You know, my father was behind. All the men were behind, but the mothers came with the girls because of the boys, so they go to school. They didn't want them to go to Turkish school.
Hmm. How about your grandfathers? What kind of work did they do?
My grandfather was a monopoly of charcoal.
In Megri?
In Rhodes.
Ah.
And they never came to Megri. They used to be from Rhodes.
And your other?
And the other one, I don't know what he did.
Huh.
Okay. I don't remember.
Okay.
I never saw them.
They were in Rhodes, though?
They were always in Rhodes.
Uh huh. And you were born in Megri or Rhodes?
In Rhodes.
You were born there?
My mother used to come to Rhodes to her mother.
For the baby.
Have the babies and go.
Go
because
back.
She was smart. She didn't want them to be a Turkish citizen.
They didn't want them to be...
Turkish citizens.
Oh, I see.
Because they're afraid of the Turkish army, you know.
How about your brother,
all of them.